There, There shatters the romanticized image of Native Americans frozen in history. Instead, it presents a vibrant tapestry of urban Indian life in Oakland, California, where 12 characters navigate the complexities of modern identity while carrying ancestral memories. These aren't Indians on reservations wearing traditional dress. They're people working office jobs, struggling with addiction, scrolling through social media, and living in apartments. Yet their native identity remains an unshakable core of who they are. The novel's brilliance lies in its refusal to simplify. Take Orville Redfeather, who teaches himself powwow dancing from YouTube videos, feeling simultaneously drawn to his heritage and uncertain if he's doing it right. Or Edwin Black, an overweight, unemployed literature graduate searching for his native father while spending hours lost online. These characters defy stereotypes while grappling with questions many of us face. Who am I? Where do I belong? How do I honor my past while living in the present? What makes this story so powerful is how it weaves historical trauma with contemporary life. The violence that began with colonization doesn't stay in history books. It echoes through generations, manifesting in addiction, broken families, and self-doubt. Yet amid this pain, there's also profound resilience and beauty. We are the memories we don't remember, which live in us, which make us sing and dance and pray the way we do. This line captures how historical trauma persists in physical bodies. The prologue confronts America's genocidal past. Severed heads kicked through streets, massacres celebrated as Thanksgiving. These aren't distant atrocities, but the foundation of modern Native identity. When Octavio's uncle describes a generational darkness that hurts real fucking bad, we see violence perpetuating violence. Jackie Redfeather's alcoholism following her daughter's suicide demonstrates trauma's ripple effects. Most striking is Orville discovering spider legs emerging from a leg lump, the same phenomenon his grandmother experienced. This connects to his great-grandmother's teaching that spiders carry miles of web in their bodies, miles of story. Our bodies remember what minds forget. What's it like carrying centuries of displacement in your DNA, to feel both connected to and severed from your heritage? These questions haunt characters navigating an America that has repeatedly tried to erase them. There, There explores the search for connection where traditional bonds have been systematically broken. Characters seek unknown parents or children they've given up, attempting to reconstruct fragmented family histories. Blue, adopted by white parents, searches for her birth mother, Jackie Redfeather. Edwin Black hunts for his native father online, eventually discovering he's Harvey, the powwow MC. These quests reflect deeper yearnings for cultural belonging. The novel's most touching relationship exists between Opal Viola Victoria Bearshield and her three great nephews, Orville, Luther, and Lonnie, whom she raises after their mother's suicide. Despite her outward strictness and reluctance to encourage their Indianing, Opal secretly preserves the regalia that becomes Orville's connection to his heritage. When he's shot at the powwow, her desperate prayer, "Please get up, stay," reveals her profound love and fear of losing another family member. I feel bad sometimes even saying I'm Native. Mostly, I just feel like I'm from Oakland. Calvin Johnson's confession captures the authenticity struggle many urban Indians face. What does it mean to be Native when disconnected from traditional lands and practices? Orville embodies this dilemma, standing before a mirror and borrowed regalia, feeling like a fake, a copy, a boy playing dress-up. Yet he persists, drawn to powwow dancing by something beyond conscious understanding. Thomas Frank finds in drumming what he once sought in alcohol, that all-the-way-there thing that feels like you're right where you're supposed to be. The novel challenges blood quantum, the practice of defining Native identity through fractional ancestry, exposing it as a colonial tool of erasure. Identity isn't mathematical, but lived experience and community connection. This struggle extends beyond Native communities. In our globalized world, many grapple with hybrid identities. There suggests authenticity isn't about purity, but honest engagement with both past and present.
Sometimes not having a story is the story. When Dean Oxendine realizes this while interviewing Calvin, he touches on the novel's core theme, storytelling as resistance against erasure. In a world that has attempted to silence native voices, telling one's story becomes a declaration that we're still here. Dean's project, inherited from his uncle Lucas, creates space for urban Indians to share what being native means to them, challenging monolithic portrayals in mainstream culture. Orange's novel itself, with 12 distinct voices, demonstrates there is no single, authentic native experience. The novel incorporates traditional storytelling elements, like the Cheyenne legend about a rolling head pursuing children, connecting ancient narrative with contemporary experience across generations. For communities facing systematic erasure, reclaiming narrative control becomes an act of survival. The stories that shape our understanding, family legends, cultural myths, historical narratives, form the foundation of identity. The Big Oakland Powwow draws all 12 perspectives together in a devastating collision. This gathering represents both celebration and target, a space of cultural affirmation that becomes the site of violence mirroring historical patterns. For Orville, the powwow offers a chance to connect with heritage through dance. For Octavio's crew, it's an opportunity to steal $50,000 in prize money using 3D printed guns. This desperate plan transforms celebration into tragedy. The shooting unfolds through multiple perspectives. Dean watches his storytelling booth collapse. Thomas Frank is struck in the throat. Orville falls with a bullet in his stomach, yearning to hear the drum one more time. In the aftermath, family connections converge. Jackie carries wounded Orville through gunfire. Blue and Edwin rush to the same hospital. The waiting room becomes a space of anxious hope as Opal counts the swings of the doors before hearing the doctor's news. This convergence captures the novel's central tension between beauty and brutality, cultural persistence and trauma, where joy and pain, tradition and modernity coexist. Despite its unflinching portrayal of trauma, There affirms resilience through characters' persistent efforts to connect, heal, and maintain cultural continuity against overwhelming odds. Jackie's sobriety journey exemplifies this resilience. Though tempted to relapse after encountering Harvey, she rushes to her wounded grandson during the shooting. Similarly, Opal's steadfast care for her grandsons demonstrates strength amid repeated losses. The novel's most profound hope appears in Tony Loneman's death scene. Despite being riddled with bullets, Tony finds transcendent peace through his grandmother's teachings about dancing. As he dies, Tony hears birds singing from within, a bird for every hole in his body, transforming wounds into sources of beauty. Orange balances hope with acknowledgement of ongoing challenges. While the powwow violence continues a historical continuum, the character's maintenance of family bonds, cultural practices, and personal dignity testifies to an unbreakable spirit. The novel's message? Resilience isn't about overcoming trauma completely, but creating meaning despite it. We keep dancing, telling stories, and finding ways to belong because we refuse to let pain define us entirely.